time to warm up. What do you say?
Yeah,
let's do it.
I like that.
I think we got all the instruments covered.
That's the Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society Brass Band. They're rehearsing with other brass bands from around the world for performances in Somerville this weekend. It's the 10th annual Honk Festival. To learn what's planned, Greg Cook of WBUR's Artery visited a rehearsal.
My name is Trudy Cohen. I play bass drum in the Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society Brass Band, and I'm one of the founding organizers of the Honk Festival of Activist Street Bands. When you get out of the subway in Davis Square, you'll already be hearing music. There are 7 venues in parking lots and parks and squares around Davis Square that each will have a band playing and changing every hour. There are no stages, there's no microphones, the public gets up close, and there's a lot of dancing. There is some evocation of marching band culture, but it's kind of twisted. So there are some bands that look like they're wearing marching band uniforms, but they're slightly off, hot pink instead of something more typical. But you'll see something that will remind you of high school marching bands and also of clowns. Some of the bands which will be coming this year include New Creations Brass Band, which plays traditional New Orleans jazz music, Jarara. It's a group of Haitian immigrants who play traditional Rara music, which is played with these horns that each has one note. Each musician plays one note of a melody. A new band this year is called School of Honk, a project to invite everyone and anyone to play a brass instrument and join a band. And I think there are going to be 50 or 60 people in that band of all ages and all abilities. On Sunday, starting at noon in Davis Square, there's a giant parade with all of the 29 bands, together with a lot of community groups, which marches from Davis Square to Harvard Square as part of Oktoberfest. You go out on the street and you play a song with a street band, and every kind of person is, you know, attracted to it and shows up and wants to hear more. It's surprising. Maybe the Honk Festival offers something to people that's missing in their lives. Maybe the sense of doing something all together with a community and being in a public space together and having fun. The Honk Festival hit that need and desire in people.